Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments, your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, you can send us a voicemail or a text at 781-591-0390. Fun tip, put us into your phone, put us in the contacts, put us in the favorites. You can call us anytime. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. And you can also send us a voice memo there.
It's so true. And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Please do follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast, where the password is serums. And we have a newsletter, a wonderful newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
I like to recommend products in the newsletter, and I recommended these like giant hair ties. You see how big they are, Dori? Look at this.
They're very large.
It's like a bangle bracelet. They're so big. I love
them. They're very large. Yeah. And yeah. I feel like a few people emailed us and were like, I love those too.
Yeah. I'd never heard of them. They're amazing. So you gotta check out the newsletter for hair tie recos from your old friend, Kate Spencer. All right, Dori, take it away. You've got to lead. You've got to kick off
catch up.
Come on.
Look, there's a lot happening. First of all, our happy hour is on Monday.
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you fully ready?
I'm going to do a thick eye makeup, I've decided. I'm going to do some experimental eyeshadow.
I'm excited for this.
I played around with some eyeshadow palettes, and my children were horrified by my work. They were like, what did you do? Everything else looks good, but your eyes.
Wow. Like,
oh, yeah. You know what? Whenever you want an honest opinion, talk to my tweens. Come to my tweens.
Oh, God.
They will tell you all about Olivia Rodrigo and whether or not they like your outfit. So,
oh, I guess if I need some truth serum, I'll just go straight to them.
Oh, they will let you have it. They were really jarred. I also don't, you know, I don't show up in a lot of makeup often. So they were like, why? Right. Why is this happening? But I've decided, yeah, I think that will be fun. I had a lot of fun doing my makeup. I did an eyeliner. Like, I really went for it. And so I'm excited to try it out again for the happy hour. So just, spoiler alert.
Unfortunately, if you failed to register for the happy hour, registration is now closed. However, there is another event coming up.
Okay, now this is like a behemoth.
This is a behemoth. We announced this in the newsletter yesterday, but tickets are now available for the Thanks for Waiting 2-night launch event extravaganza.
Dori Palooza.
It's called Worth the Wait, a Thanks for Waiting launch event. So here's what's going to happen. So my book hits on a few kind of major themes, And I'm going to be in conversation with different people around those themes. And Kate will also be there, of course, because I don't do anything without her.
Because we are one and the same in so many ways.
But no, I am, for example, I'm going to be in conversation with Jasmine Guillory about finding your career passion after 40. I'm going to be talking to the one and only Maureen Goo about self-care. Elizabeth Holmes of So Many Thoughts will be talking to me about infertility, which is something that, you know, she went through. And a wonderful woman named Logan Urey, who works at Hinge and wrote a book about dating, is going to be talking to me about dating. She's like a data scientist.
Literally a data scientist.
She's really interesting. So I'm excited for that conversation. Ugh. And then there's also going to be, like, kind of interspersed between the conversations, we're going to have little chats from experts like Tanya Rapley, who was on the show and who runs MyFabFinance. So she's going to be like giving a little talk about personal finance, and Rachel Wilkerson Miller, was also on the show, is going to be talking about like finding your personal style and like uniform dressing. Courtney Chisano is going to be there. She's going to be talking skincare.
It's our facialist. And,
yeah. And we're getting bespoke cocktail and mocktails from Emily Ferris. So I'm just really excited about this. It's kind of like my dream event.
And the best part is it's all online. So anyone can come.
Yes, it's all online. That is the fun thing about all these book tours still being virtual. This is kind of the only official book event that I'm doing. It's over two nights. It's June 28th and 29th from 8 to 10 Eastern, 5 to 7. Had to do that math. Mm-hmm, 5 to 7 Pacific. It's all going to be on Zoom, and there's two types of tickets. So there is a free ticket, which gets you access to all of the conversations, all of the expert discussions. So anyone can come get that free ticket. And then there's also a paid ticket that gets you a signed hardcover copy of Thanks for Waiting from our friends at Book Soup. And you also get, there's also going to be an after party, a really fun after party with a party game.
Like all on Zoom?
Yes, this will all be on Zoom. So you get access to the after party, and then you also get, that's on night two, and on night one, there will be like an intimate Q&A with me where people can just kind of chit chat live. So that comes with the paid ticket. There's going to be some more goodies also. And I believe this will be the only opportunity to get a signed book unless you like run into me and you have your book handy.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that then. I'm going to have to run into you because I've already ordered my book.
That's fine. So if you haven't ordered your book or you want a signed copy, you can buy this ticket. All the information on how to do that, how to get the tickets, is on my website, dore-shafrir.com. I'm really excited for this, and I hope that you'll be able to come to at least part of it. And by you, I mean everyone who's listening. It's going to be a party.
I'm really excited. And I'm going to be on the East Coast, so I'm going to be up raging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be in New Hampshire for this, so no excuse.
It's going to be fun.
Excuse me.
It's going to be fun.
Well, congratulations, Story. That's exciting.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, you also have some big news today.
Well, I do. The biggest news there could possibly be. Well, number one, the biggest news is that I'm tired. Number two, I'm running 3 miles today.
Are you training for something?
No, but I'm working with my trainer on just kind of like very slowly increasing my running mileage. Mm. So, you know, when I started this, like getting back into running, I think I ran a mile, walked a half mile, and then ran another half mile. And then I bumped it up to 2 and then 2.5 from 2 months. And now I'm entering doing 2 months of 3 miles once a week.
Cool. And
it's been fun. You know, it's so interesting the way our bodies can build strength. Like I'm finding that really interesting as I have been doing more weight training and kind of learning how to run again. You know, a year ago, I couldn't run a mile without stopping. And I've gotten to a place where I can now run 3 miles. That feels really good, you know?
And that's awesome.
It's not fast. I take walking breaks. Like I don't grade my physical fitness. For me, it's that's not what it's about. But I do like challenging myself in different ways. And it feels really good. Like I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I also have to really shout out the Peloton app. You know, we do have a Peloton bike, but you do not need to have the bike to use their app. And I have been running with Peloton's outdoor running program where, you know, there's a musical playlist and then a coach who is running along with you as they record so that you have someone like talking you through it. And it really makes a difference. Like rather than me just playing my like exercise 2021 playlist on Spotify and like grumpily chugging along, they really coach you. And like, I really like, they'll be like, you know, talking about centering your hips or how your hands should be. And it's really helpful. I love it. I think it's fantastic. So
that's again, awesome.
You know, this is not SponCon, but it's con. And if, you know, Peloton wants to spawn this con, they should call us because
wow.
I know. Sorry. I'm tired. Like I said, I'm tired. But yeah, I've really been enjoying just, running without expectation, if that makes sense. Like when I first started running, I started training half marathons to raise money for pancreatic cancer research while my mom was really sick. And so it had this whole like emotional weight. And then after my mom died, I was running as part of my like, you know, really disordered behavior. And so to kind of revisit it again, just to do it, to like be outside and alone for a little bit is a new experience. So I'm enjoying it.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Dor.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, that's enough from us.
Yeah. Let's take a little break and come back and hear from some listeners.
Great.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to
not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. We're back. And we have a text. Hi, Kat and Dor. I just quit my job of almost 4 years and will be starting a new one in a few weeks with 1 week in between to relax and restore. I've already booked a massage and an appointment to get my nails done. Do you have any other recommendations of how to take care of myself in the week between my current job and my new job? Thanks a ton.
So my thought is to just do nothing. Just do nothing. Just don't set an alarm in the morning. Sleep until you want. And then just see what it feels like to not do anything. Maybe you put on TV. Maybe you scroll the internet. Maybe you read a book. Maybe you just look at TikTok for 3 hours. I don't know, but just... I would not overschedule your week of relaxation.
I think that's really good advice. I had two thoughts. One was think about something that you, like something that you can do during the day that you never have time to do because you're working. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's go to the mall. You know what I mean? Like, just one of those things that like you can never do because you're working. Maybe it's, you know, sitting on your couch and watching a soap opera.
Oh God, put on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I would just kind of think about that and do one of those things. And then the other thing that I would maybe do, which like isn't as fun, but I would like take care of some shit.
like if you have, I don't know, some task around the house that you like haven't gotten to, or you know,
go to the dentist, make that dentist appointment,
like, just something like that. And I don't think every day has to be filled with those things, but maybe just like get a couple of them knocked out. Like, I think that will feel really good.
That's a great suggestion, Dory.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You can only watch TikTok for so long.
It's true.
Although I did it for a long time last night. It felt great. But, you know, congratulations. And the other thought I had just real quickly is like, what about a leisurely meal? One thing I love to do that feels very indulgent is going out for a long lunch. Because lunch so often feels like the rushed meal of the day. Like,
yes,
go out to lunch, have a glass of wine, or if you drink wine, or if not, have a shrub, which is a, you know, non-alcoholic drink.
Yes.
You know, just take time enjoying a meal that you might not normally find pleasure in.
I like that idea a lot.
I love a lunch.
That's a fun idea.
All right. Well, Dory, we received another text. This listener said, listening to the pod and realized I am that person without poop spray. What spray do I need? So many of them smell oppressive to me. Also, Kate, can perfume collection be a hobby? What perfumes should I try? All right. So we've got a twofold here. Well, listener, in my bathroom, have poopery spray. I'm going to give you my rundowns because I'm a big smell person. I have poopery. Okay. You can find that anywhere you buy anything. Order online. POOURI. Now, here is a recommendation that comes from the spirit of my mom, which are the Citrus Magic Solid Air Freshener Packs. Okay, so these are these like circular disc things that have some sort of hard scented thing in the middle that puts out a smell. Now, my mom used to buy these things in bulk. They're air fresheners. They absorb odors. And they're long lasting. They are, you know, I don't think any of this stuff is quote unquote natural, but Target labels them a clean brand, and you can buy them. I used to buy them at like the health food store. So you can buy them at Whole Foods, buy them at Target, but I have these scattered all over the place.
Okay. So, that's a hot tip.
Hot tip, Citrus Magic, baby. And they also make sprays. And, you know, like my grandmother was always using natural products like in the 80s before it was cool. And she always had this as her bathroom spray. Citrus
Magic. Wow.
Yep. Okay. They have a lavender. They have a citrus scent. I do want to shout out an advertiser of our show, Aera, AERA. They make a really cool diffuser.
Mm-hmm,
with different settings. It's really easy to control. They have really nice scents. It's very subtle. I mean, it's just a really cool home scenting device. And you can also try, like you can get a bunch of samples of their scents for a small price. And, you know, if you use our code, which is Forever35, you get 25% off their diffusers and free shipping. So I have one of those that's right in my my front door area. Aeraforhome.com. You can go there. And then lastly, I would say another thing I like, which isn't a spray. I realize I've monopolized this conversation, Dory. I'm sorry. But
this is really your wheelhouse. So I really defer to you.
I'm a big smell person. Okay, so I really love PF Candle Company's Reed diffusers. And I have one in my bathroom that friend of the pod, Caroline Moss, gave me. And then I have another one in my living room. God, I have a lot of smells all over my house. I realize I'm saying this. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Sensory overload. I think I have the sunset diffuser in my bathroom in golden hour. And it's really lovely. And then the other one I have is, hold on, shit. I think it's like a tobacco scent. I just opened their website, but my computer's being... Do you mind waiting a second?
No.
plastic diffusers. There we go. Okay. The other one I have that I love is their diffuser in teak wood and tobacco.
Ooh,
so
yes.
I like a reed diffuser because that way there's like always a nice gentle scent. Now, here's another thing you can do. Another thing for poop scents that if you don't like a fragrance, you might like this. Keep a box of matches in your bathroom. And after you poop, you light a match and blow it out. That's the best. Matches.
Yeah, I was an old matches person myself, but I also like a candle in the bathroom.
Lit or just kind of chilling out unlit?
Well, if you poop, you can light it. And it really gets rid of the smell.
It sure does.
Yeah.
This listener also asked if perfume collecting can be a hobby. And yeah, I think it can. And, you know, in recent years, I've kind of realized that these things that I like that I've always treated like not confidently are actually like hobbies that I enjoy. Like I love jewelry and finding jewelry, and I love perfume. So yes, I definitely think perfume collecting can be a hobby. Now, what perfumes should I try? That's like asking, like, how should I cut my hair? Like, there's no answer that I can give you to this. Everybody is so different. Things smell different on different bodies. So a perfume that Dory wears is going to smell different on her body than it is on my skin. So perfume is trial and error. So I would start, if you go into our website and type in perfume, you're going to come up with 8 million suggestions on places where you can get perfume samples. That is what I would recommend. Start figuring out, like, I know I love a beachy scent. I wear Beach by Bobby Brown. I wear Bronze Goddess by Estee Lauder. I like, you know, I don't love a sweet floral. But I have to learn that about myself. So, you know, there's so many smells. So just
it's really just a journey of self-discovery.
It really is. So I can't tell you what perfume to try. The perfume has to find you. So I wish you luck as you embark on this sensory journey.
I agree.
Perfume samples are really the way to go. I would never buy a bottle of perfume without testing it out first on your skin.
Yeah.
Have fun, though. It's such a fun exploration. Enjoy.
It's very fun. Okay. Should we hear a voicemail?
Yeah, this is an existential question that needs answering.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I have a recommendation and also a question. My recommendation is on the latest mini episode I was listening to, you guys were talking about calendars and deleting the calendars that you don't use. I am all about multiple calendars and color coding, but I would recommend not deleting your old calendars because I like to look back and see things that I've done, or, you know, maybe I was wondering when I did a certain thing, and if you delete the calendar, you delete all of those events. So if you haven't used it at all, sure, delete it, but I like to keep them just for the ability to look back and see what happened in the past. And then my question is, how long do you use a product before making the decision that it doesn't work for you? So, you know, let's say I use something and I have a reaction to it. Like, how long should I use it before making the decision that, okay, it's just not working for my skin versus it being something that maybe my skin just needs to get used to, like, you know, a retinol or a vitamin C product or something like that. So that's my question. Hope you guys can help me out. Also, I wanted to give a little shout out to my baby sis, who she's not actually a baby, so she's 29, but, you know, that's life as a little sister. But anyway, she's the one who introduced me to the podcast, and I love her so much. So hi to her. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Interesting question.
So I have kind of like my own personal belief about, like, when people are like, I tried this product and my skin purged. To me, that's when I bail. Apologies for using the word purge. I know that's a real sensitive word. And I couldn't think of anything else. We've talked about it. We've used it in that context of, like, your skin is kind of getting stuff out. So I don't know,
as as our former guest Caroline Hirons discussed, that is kind of a fake thing.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah. Skin purging is not real. So if your skin is having a reaction to something, it's having a reaction to it.
One thing I've learned from Courtney Chisano, who is a facialist and who's going to be at Dory's amazing event, is that less can be more, you know, like just kind of chilling out on how many products you're using can be a helpful step. So if something's not working, I would kind of like not just go out and get something new, but I don't know, I would give it like at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 weeks. And there's also, I mean, there's also a difference between like, oh my gosh, I had a bad reaction to this, and like, I don't know if this is working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think those are the harder ones to sort of figure out. Like, is this product doing what it said it was going to be doing? And how do I really evaluate that?
The other thing I think too, with a lot of skincare, and I remember talking about this on one of our very first episodes with Jane Marie. Our first episode. Isn't Jane our first episode? I think she was.
She was our first episode with a guest. We did the first episode, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
And then she was our first guest.
I remember her saying, like, what we do now for our skin, we're doing for ourselves in 10 years, essentially, right? Like, the way we take care of our skin now is going to impact how it looks down the road. So, like, I might not be seeing, you know, using retinol and seeing, like, drastic changes in my skin, but perhaps over time, that is where the change lives. So. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
There you go. All right. Well, Kate, should we take another break?
I would love that.
Okay, let's do it. We'll be right back.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful,
gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right, we have returned. Here is another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Estella calling in from Düsseldorf in Germany. And I'm listening to your podcast because of my former boss in New York, Sarah. And I don't know if she's listening right now, but hi, Sarah. So I'm calling because I have a problem. So, I have this friend and he's become basically one of my best friends in quarantine because he's kind of my quarantine buddy. You really got to choose your circle right, in these times. And we spend a lot of time together and I ended up a little bit crushing on him. And I told him so last summer, but he said he wasn't interested. And we kept on being friends, but still I had this, I don't know, lingering hope that we would get together eventually. I don't know. So today he asked me if I could arrange a date with him and one of my colleagues that's also like in a higher position at work than me. And I panicked and I said yes to him, but now I really don't know what to say. I feel stuck and I feel egoistic if I, yeah, if I basically don't ask her if she also would be interested. So, okay, that's my conundrum question. Lots of love to LA and thank you so much for all you do. Bye.
Well, I tell you right now, I am very ticked off at this person, not the listener.
Yeah.
This person, the audacity put you in this position, listener.
It's just rude.
It's shitty.
Yeah.
You. Okay. Okay. Let's just break down all the ways that this is a shitty thing for that person to have done to you. Number one, they know how you feel about them.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, asking you to set them up with someone who is in a higher position at your job. Asking them to set you up with anyone puts you in an uncomfortable position. Asking you to set them up with someone who is a superior to you at your work is inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not have to do this.
Yep.
And quite frankly, I think this person needs to hear exactly why, because I am ticked off that they would even think this is okay.
I'm 100% with you. This person sucks. Ugh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I honestly think you can ignore this.
I'm so mad that because when this listener said they asked and I panicked and said yes. So they've already said yes. Would you just drop it and ghost the whole topic?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah. And then if this friend is like, hey, have you set me up with your coworker yet? You can just be like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
It's someone I work with.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can be like, also, fuck you. I told you I had romantic feelings for you and you've really made me put me in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
I'm so angry about this.
It's really rude.
Why are people so clueless sometimes?
I don't know. I don't know. They're just clueless.
Anyway, look, we are Team You, listener. And this person, quite frankly, I mean, look, you're a good friend to them. That's all I'm going to say. We love you. We support you.
We do. We do.
And look, if anyone else has been in this situation and has stories to share, please let me know. Ugh. Because these are the stories that make me seethe. I mean, I can still remember I had a crush on this guy in college and was like embarrassed, like pursuing him in a way that I thought was cool and it wasn't. And he like came like, and I never was like, I like you, but I was like really hitting the flirt. And then he came to me and was like, so I get the feeling that you like me and I want you to know that I've asked out so-and-so who was like an acquaintance of mine. And I was just like, oh, this is so humiliating. So humiliating. I mean, your whole book is going to talk about stuff like this.
Yeah, it's true.
We've all been in these awful crush woe situations.
We have all been in them.
Doesn't make them any easier. All right. Well, Dory, we received a really sweet message from a listener who was helped by one of our Facebook groups. And I just thought it was a lovely message to play.
Hi, Kat and Dor, longtime listener. Thanks to my long distance bestie, DJ in LA. Hi, Deej. But first time caller, I had to call in and thank you guys for saving me from the hassle of apartment hunting and having shitty landlords, because I am calling from Boston and I'm moving back to my hometown of Philly. And thanks to Forever 35 Facebook groups, which I am part of many, mostly lurking. I am in the Forever 35 home renovating group, even though I'm not renovating a home, but I just love it. And I saw someone I know posted that she just got a new house and is going to be renting out her row home in Philly. So I obviously had to reach out. And thanks to you guys, I just got back from Philly and sealed the deal with her. My boyfriend and I are going to be moving into her Philly house. Hi, Jill. So excited to have a Forever 35 listener as my landlord. And most importantly, I'm going to have two full bathtubs. So thank you very much for that. It was such a great story. We were so excited to bond over for Forever 35 and just took the hassle out of everything. So I needed to call in and tell you guys, thank you so much for everything. Also shout out to my mom and sister, Lee. We all love listening to you and discussing everything. And we will all see you at the Zoom happy hour for Dory's pre-order. So see you there. Love you both so much. Thanks again. Bye.
OMG.
We've got like 50 shout outs. DJ, mom, Lee, and then the new landlord friend.
And Jill. Forget.
Jill, thank Jill. You. What a group. What a posse of people.
What a posse. I love this so much, especially as someone who has lived in both Boston and Philadelphia.
And LA, where DJ lives.
And LA. Yeah.
I also really like how we get credit for doing nothing. Like, we didn't do anything.
Well, so we thank did you. Bring these amazing people together.
We did. I mean, look, through the magic of recording a podcast, somehow we have made it so you have two bathtubs. And I will happily take yes. the credit, but it was no work on our part other than making this podcast.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work. So I guess I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, this is just really, this is so nice.
It's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
Well, look, Dory, we're going to end on a voicemail that helps us all pronounce a word. And look, maybe our activity of the week is just figuring out how to get this word to come out of our mouth. So let's hear from a friend.
Hey, this is Jesse calling from Somerville, Mass. Here to tell you it's Worcestershire. Worcestershire. That's it. It's not that hard. You know how to say Worcester. You're good. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Worcester.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. I feel like Worcestershire is like saying it with a Boston accent.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Okay.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. See, I feel like I say Worcestershire. Which is a real, isn't that kind of like a Philly sound?
Water?
What is that? Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
I don't know. I follow these two handsome French soccer players who are around the age of 21 on TikTok and Instagram, AT Frenchies, and they have done like funny videos about how to pronounce this word, and it's really charming. And so now whenever I see it, I think of how they do it, which is Worcestershire. Anyway, look, I love someone from Somerville calling us in on this one. So thank you to a true Bostonian. Coming
thank
correct.
You for
I
this.
Appreciate it. Well, Dory, we're at the end of the road.
We are. As Boys to Men sang so memorably.
Boy, so many middle school dances ended with that song. And then the lights come up right at the end, and I was never being asked to dance. Anyway, I know we should end this conversation, but I do just want to know, did you get asked to dance at middle school dances?
Well, I didn't go to middle school.
Junior high?
No, we had K through 8 schools.
So you didn't have dances in middle school?
We did. We had an 8th grade dance, and then there were a couple of like town dances that I went to. But there weren't a ton of dances. I got asked sometimes. I wouldn't say every dance, you know, and then when you don't get asked, it's like very awkward. You're just sort of like sitting there pretending to like look at your shoes because there were no phones. Right. So you couldn't even like look at your phone. Very, maybe that, or that was like a good time to go to the bathroom.
Have I ever told you what my, like my style statement was as like an 8th grader and a 9th grader?
No.
I used to go to Condom World on Newbury Street in Boston and buy condoms, and then I would safety pin them like a lapel to my like jackets and vests.
Wow.
I was like a real safe sex advocate, even though I was not sexually active at the time, but
that's great.
You know?
Okay.
Early 90s me was really really onto something.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Well, Dory, have a great time with your parents.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye.